Hi, I'm Blue, your host and coach helping you create the life and business of your dreams. Welcome back to The Journey with Blue. The number one thing I hear most people say they hate doing is sales. But what most people don't realize is that everything is sales, even when you're not trying. Whether you like it or not, you're selling an idea, a product, or yourself for an opportunity. There's no way around it, but you can get comfortable with it. And it starts with the level of confidence you have in yourself and believing in what you bring and offer. In this conversation, master real estate agent Ariane Ellsbury, who I absolutely love, shares how she has been able to sell $50 million in homes. She is giving us her inside tips of how she was able to show up confidently, even when she didn't feel like it, and how you can do the same.
Ariane!
Hey, Michelle!
I am so excited for this moment.
You too. Do
not even know. You have such an amazing energy, such an amazing spirit. So I'm glad we're making this moment happen.
Finally.
Finally. And you know, I think it's really interesting because you have done an amazing job with like growing your business, taking the leap, and making some really bold moves. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have this conversation because I know this is kind of controversial, but I was like, I love con artists, right? And I love con artists, and you know, it's something every time I see like a documentary, mm-hmm. watching Netflix or Hulu, and you see like the guy from Firefest, the girl from Theranos, uh-huh. Like all of them. Anna Delvey, I am so entranced. I want to know more. Who are you?
The ins and the outs.
The ins and the outs, because I'm like, these people are so spectacular.
Thank you.
Like they have, you know, they move through life different. Mm-hmm. You know, people are so drawn to them. People are so enamored by them.
Wow.
And it's like they have these grand ideas. And a lot of times they don't work or it's not even true. And I think logically people are like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But they still come aboard and mm-hmm. support them mm-hmm. because they believe it so strongly.
For sure.
Right? And so I think that is an amazing quality to have, and it's selling, right? People are getting enrolled in what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everyone, you know, people are like, I don't like sales, I don't wanna do this, but sales is everything.
It is, it is.
And you are a master real estate agent.
Thank you,
When I say master, because Ariane, okay, you have made $20 million in like the last 2 years?
So 21 plus million in 2021. So last year alone was a little over 21 million.
Okay, so last year alone was 21 million. Mm-hmm. You sold to like all the celebrities mm-hmm. in Atlanta. I think like Kadeen and DeVal, mm-hmm. Kendall.
Yes.
I mean, Yandy, mm-hmm. I was like, and I started following you in the middle of the pandemic when all of this was like popping off. So I'm like, who is this girl? You know, and you know, now real estate agents are like these celebrities in yourself, right?
It's become a very glamorized industry, I will mm-hmm. say that.
Yes.
But, you know, the behind the scenes of what it really looks like, mm-hmm. I think is a bigger piece to share.
Yeah.
Because that's not what people see. They see what's on Instagram and the car you may drive or the clients you may work with or, you know, the end of the story, right?
Right.
But the day-to-day is what's kind of harder to show.
Right.
Which I think a lot of people, if they knew what that looked like,
mm-hmm.
then they would have kind of a better picture of what a real estate agent truly does.
Right.
But
I would say at the root of this, mm-hmm. right? So the reason why I love you as a real estate agent and I love these con artists
mm-hmm.
is because at the root of it is confidence.
Yes.
And I was talking to my brother. He was like, you know, con literally comes from the word confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so many people steer away from sales.
For sure.
And putting themselves out there and showing up as powerfully as they actually can.
For sure.
Because they're lacking the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get so enamored and so entranced with these, you know, characters, these people
mm-hmm.
who may be selling like fictitious things. So
for
I'm
sure.
like not glamorizing that at all. But I know the people who are watching The Journey with Blue
yeah.
actually have something to bring to the world.
For sure.
They have something special. They have something big. They're up to big things into the world. And so many times, it's just the confidence that's keeping them from actually taking the leap. The confidence from showing up as boldly as they possibly can.
It's the difference. That's the difference.
That's the game changer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, truthfully, you may not even know what to say or what to do.
No.
But if you show up mm-hmm. in that confidence, mm-hmm. then that's everything. Mm-hmm. And so your process, I know, I'm like, okay, she's made $20 million. This is not just like a one-time thing. I was like, Ariane has a system. This is repeatable. This is replicatable. So I'm like, there's a process here that we need to know yeah. so that other people can also step into their confidence.
For sure.
So other people, whether it's going into a job interview, mm-hmm. whether it's selling that book, mm-hmm. getting a team around them, enrolling people into their ideas. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
How do we break it down?
For sure.
How do we make it real? I need you to tell me all the things, okay?
Well, let me first say, I have not always mm-hmm. been the confident person that I am today.
Yeah.
Just kind of rewinding back to 2019, like we had a brief conversation about, mm-hmm. that was the pivot for me. So I got my real estate license 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But when I got my license, I wasn't fully persuaded that I was going to be tapping into this industry. Mm-hmm. I wasn't fully persuaded that I had what it took to get to where I knew I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. My mind wasn't there just yet. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until October of 2019 and I was tired of saying what I wanted to do, saying I want to be in this place, saying I want this life for myself. It's like I kept foreseeing these things. I was desiring these things, but the effort and the acts to actually put it to the test mm-hmm. and to not only have a state of faith, but to have active faith into faith without works is dead, right?
Right.
So I believed that God wanted more for me. I believed that he was capable, but I was missing the piece that I believed I was capable in my abilities to achieve the things that I saw for myself.
Right.
It wasn't until my mind shifted in saying, you know what, Ariane? You can do this. Mm-hmm. You are more than able to have every single thing that's in your mind currently that you can do. So it was October 3rd, 2019, mm-hmm. and I quit my job. No 2 week notice, no nothing. And I said, I'm giving real estate everything I have because I am capable of doing all of these things. Before that, it was fear. It was, you know, this industry is, you know, so ambiguous. It's so complex. There's so many agents. I felt incompetent, mm-hmm. right? Of what I believed it actually took to have the $20 million year.
Yeah.
Because that's what I saw for myself, mm-hmm. but I wasn't truly convinced until October 3rd, 2019, when I said, I'm ready. Mm. There's no other person but me to achieve that. And I stepped into that moment so confidently where from there, I think, things literally, it was a game changer. Mm-hmm. And so I quit. And that's when I believed, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. And I took those steps and I showed up in my best self every day. And I'll tell you, my first transaction after that, mm-hmm. My client did not know it was my first time. And this is where that confidence piece really kicks in.
Right.
It did not matter that I did not sell as much real estate mm-hmm. at that time, right? It didn't matter that I didn't have the transactions under my belt. I knew that I was capable mm-hmm. of getting her to the finish line, and I was capable of going through this transaction and doing what I had to do, getting the answers. Not saying I'm new, not saying, well, I didn't do this or do that. It was a complete different self in me that was able to execute. Mm-hmm. And after we closed that transaction and she found out that was my first time and people were like, congratulations on your first sale. She was like,
the
what?
First, right?
She's on like, your what? First sale? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. She said, I would have never known. Not because the marketing, the numbers, I didn't tell her because I got her all the answers.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between why sales and having confidence, it's two different things, right? Mm-hmm. So it's because I believed I could do it and I persuaded her mm-hmm. that I was so confident.
Yes.
That's why she felt so comfortable with me.
But you were believable because mm-hmm. you believed in yourself
exactly.
first.
Exactly. That's and where it started.
That's where it starts. And I know so many people who are watching this, mm-hmm. they're not at $20 million, mm-hmm. right? In their sales goals, or, you know, maybe they're trying to hit $50,000, $100,000. And so they can look at you very easily and be like, well, she had it. You know, she started off this way. Mm-mm. And the reality, that's not the case.
No.
And so I think it's so powerful when we can speak to where we were mm-hmm. and the shifts mm-hmm. that we had to make mm-hmm. because I never want people to feel like this is removed.
Exactly.
That this is not possible for them.
Correct.
And just 2 short years ago,
360.
Life looked different mm-hmm. for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say success is an inside job.
It is.
You have to go into you yes. like harder and work harder on yourself mm-hmm. than you work on anything else. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know, what was that process? Because you just told me you went through like this process of worthiness.
Yeah.
You went through
sure.
like a whole mindset shift mm-hmm. and I mean a faith that was that allowed you to show up differently, mm-hmm. right? And so again, I wanna know what that was, because I'm taking notes, because I wanna know. I'm trying to get to that too. So we all want to hear, what was that internal process? What was Ari telling herself like in that moment?
I saw a meme that speaks to how I look at myself, and it said, how you believe in yourself needs to be borderline delusional.
That's right? Me though.
It needs to be yes. delusional how much you believe in yourself to do something. Mm-hmm. No one else is going to be convinced, right? Mm-hmm. It's no one's job. It's no one's job to see that you are capable of doing these things. It's so much internal that's where that confidence comes from. So I think for me, one, God, mm-hmm. right? So the faith of knowing this is my purpose, because I don't believe everybody is purposed to do everything.
Right.
Right? So you are purposed to do this. I believe that I'm purposed to work in the real estate industry, but not everybody is purposed to do every single thing. So when you tap into, for one, what God called you to do, mm-hmm. and you tap into that, I think things can become easier in alignment of what you need to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. So when God showed me, okay, real estate is the path that you need to take, yeah. and I'm like, well, I don't know how to start a business from scratch. I don't know how to get a client. I don't know how to do all of these things that this business requires. And that's where, for one, that faith kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
So me trusting in Him, for one, saying, Ariane, you are capable. All I need you to do is take the leap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the answers.
Right.
You're not going to be given the answers. Take the leap and everything will make sense from there. And so that was really the first step. Faith has to kick in. Like faith yeah. has to be a part of it, right? And so when I made that leap of faith in day one, I'm like, okay, well, what's next, right? Mm-hmm. I made that leap.
Right.
And so it's like,
here I am.
Where am I?
What do I do now?
I'm an yes. entrepreneur. I'm ready to sell real estate. And then in reality, it was like, oh, I have the confidence, but I don't really have the journey laid out of what this looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, that's when I had to tap in and say, you know what? I am going to fully divulge into this.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to eliminate the distractions and I'm going to have full tunnel vision. And that came with a lot of sacrifices. So, you know, as you know, I am a new mom of two, under two.
I'm like, how did this happen? How did you grow this
all
business?
All of this happened during that season for me.
Yeah.
My growth in my business happened at the same time where I'm growing children, right? Mm-hmm. And so there was a point where I had to realize everyone has obstacles, right? But I can't use that as a means to, I am not capable of building this business that I see for myself. The woman that I desire to be, I am not going to allow, you know, the woman at home and building my family and being married and all the other things that we have. We all have all the things, right? We all have all the things, but it's figuring out how can I still live in my purpose? How can I still actively pursue my dreams and believe in myself and my capabilities to be able to one day show my children, look at my mom, look what she did, you know, look what she was able to do while raising us, while birthing us, all of those things. So it's really keeping my eyes on the prize of this has to happen and not having a plan B. That was the other big piece for me.
That is so huge. And even when we're thinking about like not having like the alternative, that
not
backup,
having the alternative, that,
you know, it's like when you eliminate that, it's like I'm going through, like I am seeing this through. I don't care what is happening around me. I'm getting to this yes.
I am.
I'm getting to this sale. I'm getting to this whatever it may be.
Yes.
And because, like you said, life happens. There's so much that goes on around us. For you, it was a marriage and two babies.
All at once.
A pandemic.
Yes.
You know, and it can look like so many different things for people. But it's like when you are focused, like all that other stuff actually helped drive you
for sure
to get to your yes.
For sure.
And I think that's so important. And, you know, as we're thinking about tunnel vision, there's so much that comes up. And one of them, you know, I think so many times we falter because we start looking on the outside and we start looking at what other people are saying. And so from our comparison, it diminishes our confidence.
For sure. Because another thing is, people have a really interesting way to make an opinion on a business owner, or like, so a woman who's a business owner, they may say, well, if she's doing business like this, she can't be a good mom, or she can't be a good wife, or she can't, as if we're not able to be all of those things at once, right? As if we have to choose motherhood over building a business. And I don't believe that we have to. I believe we can be all of that, all of that. So, you know, and I think a lot of people say, how do you balance? How do you balance it all? I don't even believe balance exists at all. I don't believe in the word balance, right? I think the word balance implicates that everything every day is given the same amount of attention.
Right.
In a perfect world, it would be. So I think it makes us feel better to say we balance. I believe that every day I wake up and I see what's on my plate and I see what has to be prioritized in that moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sometimes it may be the business is prioritized over home or home and everything else has to be shut off. It's not more so a balance. It's prioritizing in that moment every day and assessing what you have on your plate. And how the cards fall, sometimes it's how the cards fall. And grace plays a good part with that. My husband gives me grace. My kids, even though they're 2 under 2, I know they give their mom grace.
Yes.
You know, my clients give me grace. Every element of my life, I believe that grace plays a part of that, because I would not be able to do half of the things I'm able to do with my time if I didn't have such a good support around me. And the people who connect with me.
And even when you think about that, you know, in terms of like what people, outside people may say, because everyone is always gonna have an opinion.
For sure.
Right? But I think what's really important for us when we're thinking about comparison for ourselves is like, you are not getting caught up in that because you're so certain and so sure of who you are.
For sure.
And what you bring.
Yes.
And that, yes, there's so many other real estate agents, there's so many other people doing this, but I do it different. I do it special.
Yeah.
And there's enough for all of us to be able to do this.
Plenty.
Right? So I think another way to, you know, support people when they're like being diminished by comparison is to fully like step in and know what are your gifts? You know, what makes you special? And maybe it's like taking the time to actually like write this down.
For sure.
And like doing that inventory of self.
Yes.
Because you can easily look at the other person right next to you, the other girl, she's doing this,
100%.
She's this further than me, and maybe she can do this better than me, but no one can do it like you.
One of my affirmations every day is, if not me, then who? Literally. Every time I walk into an opportunity, into an appointment, into even this, if not me, who else is going to talk about this?
Yes.
I am the chosen one in that moment. And I think walking into that in full, you are fully persuaded. You have to be fully persuaded before you can persuade someone else.
Yes.
And that's why when you ask about sales, right? It's not being a salesperson.
Right.
It's yourself. It's selling yourself. It's the law of attraction.
Right.
And that's what people want to connect with. Just like you said, there's so many real estate agents. It's not that people choose me because I've sold the most homes or because...
Because there was a time where you didn't have any homes
sold.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There was a time where I didn't have any homes sold, so... It's not that, it's not the numbers. It's not, well, she's the most knowledgeable real estate agent in the entire world.
Right.
It's not that. It's the connection and it's the law of attraction. And I believe that I have successfully been able to get to the point of where I am now because my focus is connecting with people, being authentic, being genuine. And people who happen to want to purchase homes have connected with me.
Right.
So that becomes a match because I am putting out good and I am becoming a magnet of confidence in what I'm capable of, which in turn wants people to work with me and they feel safe with me and they feel like they're in the best hands. And I happen to be a real estate expert as well.
Yes.
So they get all of it.
And so, I mean, I love that you're like, so they can
get all of it,
you know, but it's like to sell, you have to be sold.
Yes.
And it's like sold on who you are and what you deliver, sold on your idea, sold on your product, sold on whatever it is that you are delivering and bringing value to people on.
I'm so glad you said that. So in the beginning of this year, I started teaching real estate agents. That was one of my purpose, I believe. No, not only selling real estate, but teaching agents, because I don't feel like I had that when I started. And so there was a class that I thought of to teach called Writing Winning Offers with Ariane Ellsbury. And I said, I want to do this class. I think it's going to be great. There's no one better than me to teach it. And when it comes to the piece that you just said about you have to be persuaded, you have to know that you are the one.
Undeniable,
right?
Yeah.
And I thought of that because I was asking a few people, what do you think that I should charge for this class? And people were giving me, well, you should charge this, you should charge this. And a part of me felt like, no, I'm worth more than that. I'm worth, like, that number is not sitting well with me. And it's not that it was about the money, but it was about the value.
Right.
And I felt like what I have to give is more than what you're telling me is a sweet spot or what people would pay.
Right.
And so last minute, I remember, I didn't listen to what anybody said about that. And I ended up saying, this is what I'm gonna charge to do this course because I know that what I'm gonna give, that's worth that,
right?
And I needed to put that to that number because that's what the value meant to me.
Right.
And I did. I put that value to that number. I posted the class and I made $100,000 in 3 hours.
Wow.
Because of what I knew my value was attached to when it came to that course.
Right.
If I would have listened, I would have made $30,000.
Again, knowing yourself, knowing what you believe, who you are, But it's like, I'm not selling a class. I'm selling the transformation.
Yes.
I'm selling the possibilities mm-hmm. of what this can do.
I knew
for
what
your
that
life.
Information did for me, and mm-hmm. I said this would change someone's career if mm-hmm. they knew the things that I want to teach. Mm-hmm. And that was the value for me.
Yeah.
And I believe that so wholeheartedly that I said I have to be in my tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And this is what I believe it's worth, mm-hmm. right? And if I can believe that it's worth that, then other people will believe it.
Right.
If I'm persuaded that that's the value, mm-hmm. then other people will be persuaded that that's the value. You right. can't spend from other people's pockets. If you believe mm-hmm. that that is the amount that you are worth, then that's what you have to put that number to. And I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah. And I love that because you created space for other people to rise to where you were. Mm. And I think that's so important. And I know so many people who are in positions where they're like, I know I can do this.
Yeah.
I know I'm worth this. But people around them are not telling them that they are, or you know, their sales may not be a reflection of
yes.
that. And so they start to doubt. They have the imposter syndrome of
yes.
maybe I don't have this. Maybe I can't do it.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe, yes, I may have the degrees. I may have the experience. But there's someone out there who's better, who has more. And so, again, that gets into the comparison and the self-doubt. But how do you, like, support people, like, who are suffering with imposter syndrome or who may, like, just are not feeling like they can put themselves out there at that level? And it may not be the $100,000, but the next level that's for them, right?
For sure.
That equates to the value and what they're offering.
So I think that if you can see yourself as your best self, if you can look into 1 year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and truly see that person, you can work backwards from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of how I go about things. That's how I go about my journey. And I'm still going along that process, right? So when I help other people who have a goal or have a desire and can't quite make that step because they're looking at now.
Right.
They're looking at the followers.
Ooh.
They're looking at the people who
yes.
are around them. They're looking at every single obstacle that's in the now. But if you really could take yourself
yeah.
out of the present and put yourself in that future position, that's what I do every day.
Mm.
I see myself in the future tense and I work backwards from that.
Yes. So in my conversation with Danielle Leslie,
mm-hmm.
that was what we talked about.
Good. So good.
Yes.
So good.
And she's saying when she was a $100,000 Danielle, she showed up as the $2 million Danielle.
Bingo.
She showed up as the $20 million
Bingo.
Danielle.
That's the key.
And so, I need to keep working. Okay, I need to work on this. I'm going to practice it. I'm going to call you and tell you about it. So, you cannot get
Mm-mm.
distracted with your
the
current
now.
Circumstances
mm-hmm.
and get so boggled
mm-hmm.
down with now what yeah. isn't
yeah
and focus on what is
mm-hmm. focus on what is. People may look at their followers, well, I only have 500 followers, so there's no way I could sell this, there's no way I can get those clients. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true, because we all started somewhere and we
yeah.
all had to build.
Okay.
Right? So if you put yourself in a completely different mentality of it's not where I am now, but it's where I want to be, and you fully are persuaded that you see yourself there,
mm-hmm.
you absolutely can work backwards from there.
Oh.
You have to have the mindset that that's already who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are already that person. You just haven't made it there yet.
Yes. It's like, I heard the analogy, it's like in the universe, it's like on a string.
Yeah.
And it's like everything that you want is on that string
mm-hmm.
and it's slowly coming to you,
mm-hmm.
right? But we're like not waiting until the money hits, not waiting until the followers like blow
mm-hmm.
up, not waiting until
people
the
think
world.
Think they're gonna get that
yeah.
first and then
right.
it's like, oh, now I can sell it to
right.
the celebrities because now I have 100,000.
Yeah.
No.
You can't wait for the world to recognize you before you recognize who you are and truly step into it and be it and feel it and embrace it,
mm-hmm.
Like, that is the difference.
The outside world, they don't care about those things. Mm-hmm. It's us that care about, well, I can't do this because I don't have the followers. Or yeah. I don't have the money to start up. Or I don't have those things. It's not those people. Mm-hmm. When I sold to a football player or R&B recording artist or actor, I didn't have the followers that I have now. Mm-hmm. It wasn't those things. Right. It's that they were persuaded that I was able to service them because of how confident I was. Mm-hmm. And I attracted them that way. So it wasn't any of those things that we say are obstacles of why we can't have the business that we want.
We get so caught up in the outside world mm-hmm. when it's really our inner world.
Yeah.
Who we are mm-hmm. that really creates and shapes this.
It does.
And we get to mold this reality. Mm-hmm. It's like we're like shapeshifters.
Yeah.
We get to like mold it and create it exactly how we envision it. And I love it. Like I always say, if you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hand.
You can.
And your story is definitely a testimony. You're a testimony.
Thank you.
But that's available for all of this when we think about life,
yeah.
when we think about our businesses, of who we want to show up as. It's because we created that version of ourselves first. So whatever you your life it. Looks like now, mm-hmm. whether it be good or bad, at some level, you contributed it to that being so.
Yeah. It's just the difference of someone choosing to stay in that place and have fear mm-hmm. and that person that's saying, you know what, I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to live my life in the fullness that I know I deserve to.
Right.
And I'm going to take those steps to make sure that what I saw in my mind,
yeah.
I can actually fulfill and have in reality. Because how long are we going to dream about something, right? Mm. And it's one of those things. I was reflecting yesterday and I'm like, although I have more dreams and more goals, it feels good to be in the dream that I once had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
To be living
to be
dream.
Living in the dream that I yeah. once had and not to always be dreaming. Like
yeah.
when are we gonna wake up and be in a reality,
right?
So 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, I am living that moment that I dreamt about.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels really good to
so
know that
powerful.
I was able to manifest and work to a place where I can look back and it was all just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not a dream anymore. It's
yeah.
my life.
Yeah.
It is my life today. So from that place, I can dream bigger
mm-hmm.
and dream further. And what do I want next? What do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do I want to impact?
Yeah.
I can now look further, and then one day I'll look back and mm-hmm. say, I was on the couch
yes.
with Michelle,
yes.
and I had these dreams.
Yeah.
And it would be a reality at that point, too.
Right. And so I think, you know, it's like getting so clear
mm-hmm.
of who that person is. How does she show up?
Yes.
How does she walk into the room?
Mm-hmm.
What does she say?
Mm-hmm.
How does she dress?
Mm-hmm.
What's the beat? What's the hair? You know, do the whole thing and show up as her.
Yeah.
And don't wait until the money hits, until
no.
those social media followers.
No.
Like, literally, and I always say when we think about this, it's like, play pretend if you have to. Like, what's your alter ego?
You have to.
Before you step into any big meeting,
mm-hmm.
before you have to sell a house, before you have to convince people to come on board to what it is that you have to do, show up in your alter ego, pretend, take on that full persona, and that, you know, helps you show up as the person that you truly envision yourself to be.
And then
now.
Then you become them.
And
then you become
yes.
them. I was acting like this person before I sold $20 million.
I know you were.
I worked my way up and I said, well, I guess I got to sell it now because
yeah.
I'm acting, you know. But I believe in showing up as your best self.
Yeah.
Every room I walk in, I want there to be an energy that where I don't even have to open my mouth, where
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, Ariane's in the room.
Yeah.
The energy is there. I want to shake every room that I'm in. I want to
mm-hmm.
shake every theater, every classroom, every I want that energy to be felt with whoever I am
mm-hmm.
in the room with.
Oh.
I want that confidence to exude, and I want it to pour onto the next person where they feel capable
yes.
of what they want to accomplish
yes.
too.
It's literally about the possibility, because mm-hmm. the possibilities are so endless. And I love this conversation. And I know someone is like sitting at home talking about, but Blue, girl, I'm showing up as this girl, mm-hmm. right? But I'm still getting more no's than yeses. Mm. Like, and they're still feeling a little defeated of how to continue. How do they persevere through? Because again, we're tunnel vision. How did they get to that yes? Mm. We're trying to get to that yes by any means necessary. So what would you say to her?
Oh, so I think that goes back to not having the plan B, mm-hmm. right? So I think the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket, mm-hmm. I don't believe in that,
I don't
right?
either.
Because I think when you don't, mm-hmm. you have, when you get that no, it was like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew this wasn't
yes.
for me.
Yes.
I knew this was, you know, the
I'm
way
going
out.
Back.
I'm going back.
I'm turning back.
I'm turning back. I'm going to go ahead and get another job. I think when you mentally, you are able to combat those no's so easily when you prepare for them.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare that you will get no's.
Yes.
You will have people that say, no, you're not the one for me. You're not mm-hmm. the agent for me. You're not, I'm not interested in the service. You know, you're going to have those people, you mm-hmm. know, that's everyone's reality. It's not that you start something and out the gates, it's everybody wants to work with you or everybody mm-hmm. wants to purchase what you have. It's mentally preparing that there are going to be no's, but in spite of this is still for me and I'm going to continue to pursue that. Yes. You have to be fully persuaded of the journey. It's a marathon, not a race.
The
it's
journey.
A marathon.
Yes.
You have to be persuaded that you may not get that yes when you want to get that yes.
Mm.
And that timing is everything, and God's timing is everything. And when it's time, you'll be prepared for the yes. And when that yes comes, you'll have more yeses from there.
Mm-hmm.
But that beginning part is hard for
it
anybody.
Is.
It's really hard. To have that mentality and that stamina to keep going is what separates one person from another.
Mm-hmm.
It's what separates someone who is truly called to do exactly what they're saying that they're going to do.
Right.
It's the pursuit of endurance mm-hmm. through that marathon.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, I think it's great to think about and to be reminded that mm-hmm. the no isn't personal.
No.
You
mm-hmm.
know, so don't take it personal.
Exactly.
Like,
it's not a self-worth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, because we're grounded in our self-worth.
Exactly.
First. And nothing can chip away from that.
Mm-mm.
No opportunity that you get can no. add to it. And no opportunity that you don't get in that moment can take away from it.
Exactly.
So I think that's so
important. So that's why it's not a no, it's a not that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not no to me, it's not that opportunity, but the one for me is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And even just thinking about, you have to see it through.
Mm-hmm.
The perseverance. And it does hurt sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It can be painful.
Yeah.
But you have to, like you said, to be so sold
mm-hmm.
of like, I'm not going back.
No.
And I think it also goes back to when you said, like, you have to be a little crazy. You have to be a
delusional.
Little
delusional. You have to believe in
I
yourself.
I am that delusional girl.
It's delusional. Like,
yes.
Is this girl really going this hard?
Yes.
Because she truly believes in herself. That is how serious you have to believe in yourself of what you're trying to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be so sold out because no one else is going to be for you
right.
besides God.
Yeah.
But no one else is going to have as much belief as you are going to have.
Mm-hmm.
So until somebody else is in agreement or aligns with you and connects with you on that, you have to be okay with being overlooked.
Yeah.
You have to be okay with other people saying, no, I'm sorry. You have to know that I'm still the one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still the best person for
this.
I'm
still that chick.
I'm still that girl.
Yes.
Like, I'm still the best person for this role, this job, to sell. I have the best product. You have to believe that you're still that person and
yeah.
not be persuaded because somebody else doesn't see that for you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where most people falter.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it gets discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in it, I mean, as much confidence as you have, as much self-worth and understanding of who you are, it takes a toll.
Yeah.
It takes a toll on anyone. It takes a toll on me at times.
But it's not to say that I don't get discouraged or that you don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
Those are real feelings. I think everyone at some point in their pursuit will get discouraged multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's after you get discouraged, do you say, okay, this isn't for me, mm-hmm. or I'm not going to continue going down this path, or I'm not going to keep my head up and keep going. It's those who say, well, I'm discouraged today, but I won't be tomorrow.
Mm.
You know, I'm gonna be in a better place tomorrow. It's okay to be discouraged for a day,
yeah.
but you can't stay in that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a feeling. It has to go away.
Just a feeling.
It's just a feeling. It's not a reality.
Mm-hmm. And I think even if we start redefining those feelings,
mm-hmm.
of instead of it being a discouragement, I think that should let you know, like, I really want this.
Yes.
This really means a lot to me. Like, I'm vulnerable. I'm putting myself out okay. there. And I'm so tied to it because this is my calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna see myself to my yes.
Yes.
And that mm-hmm. is so powerful. And I think that is the confidence in sales in this life
mm-hmm.
that we can all show up for.
All show up for.
So mm-hmm. as much as I love my con artist, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be watching Anna Delvey again. Like, these people are so sold on
so
what
sold
they're
out.
Selling.
Yep.
Right? And I want us to do that too, because we, like I said, we're up to big stuff in this
yes.
world. And we have to understand who we truly are,
mm-hmm.
what we're truly meant to bring.
Yeah.
So that we can transform
100%
our lives with the people around us too.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm so excited. I'm ready. I took notes. I'm like, okay, Ari, I'm gonna be calling you about showing up powerfully.
Yes.
And you know, I loved your journey, and
thank
I loved
you.
Your spirit.
Thank
it
you.
Showed through social media.
I tried.
And we made a moment.
We made a moment.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so
yes.
much. This was everything.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation and took some notes. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share with a friend. But the conversation is just the beginning. If you're ready to take action to step into your purpose and create the life and business of your dreams, I'm ready to support you along the journey. Head over to thejourneywithblue.com to learn how you can apply to work with me to get results you're proud of. I'll see you next time on The Journey with Blue.